What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well. But guys, follow, like, and share. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, welcome to the show and enjoy the episode.
I'm the dopest of the dopest hater. I know you know this. I'm thighs still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus. The paper is still the gold. Not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D Signs in Sports podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, thank you for tuning in to another one. We are currently on pace to continue doing one episode a week. Guys, every Friday there has been a podcast dropping. We are really getting back into like the swing of things. Like I'm really back. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel back. I feel like this has gotten easier. I feel like I finally found it. I feel like I finally found the pace. We are continuing to stack music on Spotify, guys. We are almost at 150,000 streams on Spotify. At the moment, we are at 145,000, but we are 5,000 streams away on Spotify from 150,000 streams, guys. So thank you, anybody that pays attention, anybody that cares, or anybody that even, you know, looks the way of what it is that we are doing. Guys, today we are going to talk about the last 10 offensive and defensive rookie of the year winners. We're going to talk about 2022, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13. And then we are going to also talk about, I have a couple graphics of Pat Mahomes, and I want to show you guys, or just at least talk to you guys about them after we talk about the offensive rookie and defensive rookie of the year. It is Pat Mahomes' touchdowns against every team. And then the second one's not about Pat Mahomes, but it's points scored over the past 10 seasons. And that's all 32 teams ranked 1 to 32. So what we're going to do is we are going, actually, scratch that. that's going to be a show all its own. We'll do the points scored over the last 10 seasons. That'll be a show all its own. We'll do that one. We'll do that one next, okay? That'll be the next show that we do. Points scored over the last 10 seasons. And it'll tell you number 1 through number 32, and we can talk about that, and we can, you know, really get in and have some discussion. But today, what we're going to talk about is last 10 defensive and offensive rookie of the year winners, and we're going to talk about Pat Mahomes' touchdowns against every team. No ads today, guys. We're going to continue with the theme of no ads until the end of the episode. You guys were able to hear Toxic, produced by Chach with the Heat, by DIG, on this podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify. But you can also hear it on Spotify right now on the DIG page. Guys, we are at 800 monthly listeners right now. We have songs with 30,000 plays. We have songs with 20,000 plays, 10,000 plays, 17, 15, 13, 12, 5. Like, that wasn't happening last year. So go and check it out. Continue to follow us. That's it, okay? We're about to get into the episode. No more talking from me. No more bragging. No more talking about the things that I was talking about. Let's get into it. The last 10 Offensive Rookie of the Year winners and the last 10 Defensive Rookie of the Year winners. Last 10 Offensive Rookie of the Year winners. We're going to start with offense because obviously it's offense. Actually, no. Check that. Let's start with defense. We'll do offense next because I'm not going to lie. This Defensive Rookie of the Year ranking is looking pretty good. So 2013, we had Sheldon Richardson for the New York Jets, defensive tackle. In 2014, we had Aaron Donald for the Los Angeles Rams, defensive tackle. 2015, we had Marcus Peters, Kansas City Chiefs, cornerback. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he was playing with the Baltimore Ravens at that time. 2016, for the Los Angeles Chargers, we have Joey Bosa, defensive end. 2017, we have Marshawn Lattimore for the New Orleans Saints, cornerback. 2018, we had Shaquille Leonard for the Indianapolis Colts, linebacker. 2019, Nick Bosa, San Francisco 49ers, brother of Joey Bosa, so he ended up winning it 3 years later. He is also an edge rusher. It says that Joey Bosa is a DN, and it says that Nick Bosa is an edge. I personally am not sure the difference between the two, but I do believe that there is a difference. It might just be like Joey might be less versatile than Nick when it comes to where he can play on the line, etc. Chase Young in 2020, the Washington Commanders defensive lineman. Micah Parsons in 2021, Dallas Cowboys. He is a linebacker. And 2022, we have the New York Jets cornerback one, Sauce Gardner. So the last 10 Defensive Rookie of the Year winners were Sauce Gardner in 2022, Micah Parsons in 2021, Chase Young in 2020, Nick Bosa in 2019, Shaquille Leonard in 2018, Marshawn Lattimore in 2017, Joey Bosa in 2016, Marcus Peters in 2015, Aaron Donald in 2014, and Sheldon Richardson in 2013. That is the list, the official list by Game Day NFL of the last 10 Defensive Rookie of the Year winners, their team, the year they won, and their position. Moving on to the next graphic, we have the last 10 Offensive Rookie of the Year winners. So this is going to be one where you're going to hear bigger names because these are the skills guys, these are the offensive guys, highest scoring teams in the league are usually where you get these types of accolades. Starting from 2013, we have the Green Bay Packers, Eddie Lacy, running back. 2014, we had Odell Beckham Jr., rookie year. Oh, obviously. 2014, Odell Beckham Jr., New York Giants wide receiver. That was the year that he made the catch against the Dallas Cowboys with the fingertips in the end zone over Brandon Carr for the touchdown. 2015, we have the Los Angeles Rams, Todd Gurley, running back. 2016, we had Dakota Rain Prescott, Dallas Cowboys, quarterback. 2017, we had Alvin Kamara, New Orleans Saints, running back. 2018, we had Saquon Barkley, New York Giants, running back. 2019, we had Kyler Murray, Arizona Cardinals, quarterback. 2020, we had Justin Herbert, LA Chargers, quarterback. 2021, we had Ja'Marr Chase, Cincinnati Bengals, wide receiver. And 2022, we had Garrett Wilson, New York Jets, wide receiver. So from 2022 to 2013, by the Game Day graphic, NFL, Garrett Wilson, wide receiver, 2022. 2021, Jamar Chase, wide receiver. 2020, Justin Herbert, quarterback. 2019, Kyler Murray, quarterback. 2018, Saquon Barkley, running back. 2017, Alvin Kamara, running back. 2016, Dak Prescott, quarterback. 2016, Dak Prescott, quarterback. 2015, LA Rams, Todd Gurley, running back. 2014, Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver. And 2013, Eddie Lacy, running back. This is a high-profile list of Offensive Rookie of the Years. Don't get me wrong, the Defensive Rookie of the Years as well. But I believe that there's probably casual fans who wouldn't know who Sheldon Richardson is. Marcus Peters. Shaquille Leonard, maybe. Chase Young. And maybe even Sauce Gardner at this point. You know, on the Offensive Rookie of the Year list, though, you have, they might not know Garrett Wilson, but they know Jamar Chase. They know Justin Herbert. They know Kyler Murray. They know Saquon Barkley. They know Alvin Kamara, Dak Prescott, Todd Gurley, Odell Beckham. And maybe people don't know Eddie Lacy, depending on your age listening to this podcast. But most people knew Eddie Lacy. Back in 2015, I lived in Wisconsin. And Eddie Lacy, the Green Bay Packers, we lived in La Crosse, Wisconsin. So obviously big Packers fans over there. A&W, they would do this deal where if Eddie Lacy scored a touchdown, A&W burgers were $1.27. And they did it the year before where Jordy Nelson, number 87, if he scored a touchdown, then the burgers were 87 cents. So that's cool. Shout out to A&W in La Crosse, Wisconsin for that, because that's something, you know, that's something cool. So last 10 Defensive Rookie of the Years, guys, one more time. Sauce Gardner, Micah Parsons, Chase Young, Nick Bosa, Shaquille Leonard, Marshawn Lattimore, Joey Bosa, Marcus Peters, Aaron Donald, and Sheldon Richardson. And the last 10 Offensive Rookie of the Years, Garrett Wilson, Jamar Chase, Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray, Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara, Dak Prescott, Todd Gurley, Odell Beckham Jr., and Eddie Lacy. That was a list of the last 10 Offensive Rookie of the Years and the last 10 Defensive Rookie of the Years. One thing that stood out to me on this list is there was three New York Jets. 2013's Sheldon Richardson for the defensive side, 2022 Sauce Gardner for the defensive side, and 2022 Garrett Wilson for the offensive side. So 2022, the New York Jets literally had the offensive and defensive rookie of the year in the NFL, according to the Game Day NFL graphic. That's something, you know. Shout out to the New York Jets, because they got Aaron Rodgers and they're obviously building something. They're working towards something, and you know, we would like to see where it goes. The last thing, guys, that we're gonna talk about, because as I told you, it's gonna be a short podcast today. We have Patrick Mahomes' touchdowns against every team in the NFL. The amount of touchdowns that Pat Mahomes has thrown against every team in the NFL, according to the Game Day NFL graphic. So, starting with the Atlanta Falcons, he's thrown 2 touchdowns against the Atlanta Falcons. The New Orleans Saints, he's thrown 3 touchdowns. The Houston Texans, he's thrown 8 touchdowns. The Indianapolis Colts, he's thrown 2 touchdowns. The Tennessee Titans, he's thrown 4 touchdowns. The Carolina Panthers, he's thrown 4 touchdowns. The Cleveland Browns, he's thrown 6 touchdowns. The Pittsburgh Steelers, he's thrown 9. The Green Bay Packers, he's only thrown 1. The Jacksonville Jaguars, he's thrown 7. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's thrown 6. The Baltimore Ravens, he's thrown 12. I believe that's a division, right? They're in a division with the Baltimore Ravens, because that's a high number. Baltimore Ravens 12, Detroit Lions, he's thrown zero touchdowns. Minnesota Vikings, he's thrown zero touchdowns. The Chicago Bears, he's thrown two touchdowns. The Cincinnati Bengals, he's thrown seven. Can't throw him against his own team, obviously. San Francisco 49ers, he's thrown six. Los Angeles Chargers, he's thrown 21 touchdowns. Seattle Seahawks, he's thrown five. Denver Broncos, he's thrown 18. Arizona Cardinals, he's thrown seven. Las Vegas Raiders, he's thrown 27. I know for a fact that the Las Vegas Raiders are a division. I believe it's the Las Vegas Raiders, the Denver Broncos, the Los Angeles Chargers, and the Baltimore Ravens. That's why the amount of touchdowns he's thrown against those teams is so high. Las Vegas Raiders 27, Denver Broncos 18, Los Angeles Chargers 21, and Baltimore Ravens 12. Okay, so continuing with the list, the Los Angeles Rams with 7 touchdowns, Washington Commanders with 2 touchdowns, Buffalo Bills with 6 touchdowns, the New York Jets with 5 touchdowns. He's never thrown a touchdown against the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know why I find that so hard to believe. Is that true? Is that true? That can't be true. But if it is true, the Dallas Cowboys also have held him to zero touchdowns. The New England Patriots, 7 touchdowns. The New York Giants, 1 touchdown. The Miami Dolphins, 2 touchdowns. And the Philadelphia Eagles, 5 touchdowns. Okay, so one more time. Philly, 5 touchdowns. Miami, 2 touchdowns. New York Giants, 1 touchdown. New England Patriots, 7 touchdowns. Dallas Cowboys, none. New York Jets, 5. Buffalo Bills, 6. Washington Commanders, 2. LA Rams, 7. Las Vegas Raiders, 27. Arizona Cardinals, 7. Denver Broncos, 18. Seattle Seahawks 5, Los Angeles Rams 21, San Francisco 49ers 6, Cincinnati Bengals 7, Chicago Bears 2, Minnesota Vikings and Detroit Lions 0, Baltimore Ravens 12, Tampa Bay Buccaneers with 6, Jacksonville Jaguars with 7, Green Bay Packers with 1, Pittsburgh Steelers with 9, Cleveland Browns with 6, Carolina Panthers with 4, and also the Tennessee Titans, the Indianapolis Colts with 2, the Houston Texans with 8, the New Orleans Saints with 3, and the Atlanta Falcons with 2. That is Patrick Mahomes' touchdowns against every team in the NFL. I want to talk about, guys, one more thing before we leave. All-time career leaders in receiving yards. I found this graphic and I thought it was pretty interesting. Number 10 on that list is, I think, Marvin Harrison and Odell Beckham tied for number 10. Receiving yards per game, 76.7. Number 9 is Tyreek Hill with 77.2. Number 8 is Torrey Holt with the St. Louis Rams, 77.4. DeAndre Hopkins, number 7, 77.9. Cooper Kupp, number 6, LA Rams, 79.1. Michael Thomas, New Orleans Saints, number 5, 83.8. Antonio Brown, Pittsburgh Steelers, number 4, 84.2. Calvin Johnson, number 3, that is Megatron, 86.1. Julio Jones, baby Megatron, 87.9, number 2. And Justin Jefferson with the Minnesota Vikings, 96.5, with a whole 8.8-yard differential between the number 1 and the number 2, Justin Jefferson and Julio Jones. That says so much about Justin Jefferson that I didn't know that Justin Jefferson was really that good doing it like that, you know? So shout out to the Minnesota Vikings for finding themselves a true wide receiver one. But guys, that brings to an end everything that we wanted to talk about on this episode. That's 20 minutes. I know that the episodes have been short, guys, but we have the hour-long episodes at the end of the month with Mia Made It, where we discuss the premium live events. I am really, 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 really putting a lot of focus into my music right now. I am really, really pushing the music right now because, guys, we sprung a leak. You know what I'm saying? We sprung a leak. We found a influx of revenue. We found a place that we started making money, and for the first time, we are seeing money coming in off of the music from Spotify. For the first time, we are seeing money come in from the Fantasy Football League, the episodic podcast series that we do come football season. Guys, the sports marketing, we're finally about to start seeing money. If you want to be represented by a sports marketing agency that already has represented multiple athletes and won multiple accolades awards for those athletes, guys, just tune in, stick around with us, continue listening, continue watching us grow, and look out for the Signs in Sports marketing agency. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things are coming down the pipe. A lot of things are coming. I'm even working on a marketing team. If I can get my girls right, then I'm working on a marketing team. I'm trying to get that going. But it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. It's hard to get them focused, to keep them focused. But we're working at it. Gifted AF, gifted and fabulous, gifted and fucking beautiful. I don't know. I haven't figured out a name for it. But I just know that we are not finished, guys. We are the furthest thing from finished. Like, we are expecting, and we are looking, and we are ready to take off. I don't know if we're going to blow up and if we're going to be Drake. I don't know if we're going to blow up and be First Take. I don't know any of that. I just know that this is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. And that's really all that matters to me, because we've come a long way. It's been 2 years and we're deep in this podcast series. Like, we're really putting out an episode a week. We're deep into the music. Like, we're already 150,000 streams in. Guys, there's no stopping from here. It's only going forward. We're only continuing to move. We're only coming up with more ideas. We're only establishing more infrastructure. We're only building on top of that foundation. Everything that we're doing is for our community. Everything that we're doing is for our families. Everything that we're doing is to provide opportunity for our friends. Don't ever forget that. Everything that we do, everything that we're doing is for the people around us, because we can't take this money when we're gone. So might as well share it with the people we love. Shout out to NF. That's a line that he has. It's an old saying, but that's a line that he has. But hey, thank you guys. Thank you for tuning in to another episode. I appreciate you guys. I hate that these episodes are so short, because I love talking to y'all. And as y'all know, I could go off and I could talk forever. But God bless. I hope everybody has a great day. I hope everybody is excited for next Friday for the next episode. As we continue to do this stuff, guys, we're gonna get better. It's gonna get more fun. We're gonna get more personalities on here. Mia Made It is planning on creating her own platform herself. She plans on getting her friends in there herself. So if you have kids, if you have youngsters, children, a children's platform will be established under the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. It'll be ran by my 12-year-old, soon to be 13-year-old younger sister, and you know, she will have a fan base all her own. No weirdos. So we will be checking, everything will be monitored, obviously. But it's gonna be fun, guys. It's gonna be fun. We have a lot of plans, we have a lot of goals, and I can't wait to share that with you guys. I can't wait to continue to share the success that we are making. And also, we have reached 1,000 streams out of state, guys, and I need to check how many exactly they are. But shout out to Canada, shout out to Rio de Janeiro, shout out to France, shout out to Israel. We got a lot of countries that are starting to listen to the music. So from your boy DIG, guys, we're out of here. I'm gonna leave you on this note, and when we come back next week, I'll catch you on the next one.
One day somebody asked your P, what's the component for success? Is it the way you think, the way that you talk, how you dress? Is it the people you meet, the shit that you learn, who you impress? Is it your line of work, and what or how much you invest, I guess? To succeed, you gotta overcome your fears, battle your own greed, conquer your own demons, become unsure, second guess everything you believe in, survive through the suffering to figure out the meaning, and go hard to the moment you bring the creaming. You might lose sleep, but it's gonna feel like you're dreaming.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe shop, anything from the realest underground entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment, the realest underground entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the heat, on YouTube at Chach with the heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get with the times and we got to get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.